is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Portion McKenna Audi dealership in Norwalk. They invite you to visit McKennaCars.com and see how easy it is to lease or purchase a new Volkswagen or Porsche. After 70 years in the business, you'll experience a team that's firing on all cylinders.
Boeing strike keeps going. Kamala Harris going from town halls to big concerts. First, though, you got your tickets, you got your hat, you got the flag flying out front of the house. We are getting ready for tomorrow.
The Dodgers on the socials sporting their new World Series uniforms. The Yankees are in town. They got here last night. And if those New Yorkers happen to drive through L.A. today, well, they're going to see a lot of Dodgers spirit at landmarks like Pink's, which has turned blue. Richard Pink talked to KCAL News this morning.
We have so many Dodger fans here. It's bringing the community together. Everybody is just loving the fact that the small businesses are showing their love for the Dodgers and the love for this community. And in our case, we painted everything blue.
But don't say we didn't warn you. Brace yourself for the red in the brake lights, because there is going to be so much traffic that the mayor is going to be announcing later this morning what's being described as a suite of coordinated actions being taken to prepare for the potential gridlock. We get more from our Pete Demetrio.
Between 5 and 8 p.m., you'll have World Series Game 1 at Dodger Stadium, the Lakers and Suns at Crypto Arena, and USC versus Rutgers football at the Coliseum all starting. Traffic through the downtown corridor will be intense, but LAPD Deputy Chief Don Graham says police and the Department of Transportation will put a lot of people into place to keep things moving.
The idea is to facilitate traffic as best as we can, but to minimize the effect that that footprint is going to have to the extent that we can.
Again, we're going to learn more right around 11 o'clock this morning.
Do you have your tickets for the World Series? How much are those going to cost?
Resale tickets for the series opener against the Yankees at Dodger Stadium are running at more than $1,200. Chris Lydon is with SeatGeek.
We're seeing it as the most in-demand World Series since at least 2016, which you may recall was when the Cubs sort of broke their historic streak of not making it, but could end up being the most in-demand World Series we've ever seen, especially if the sort of games go in the right direction where home teams have a chance to lift that trophy at home.
Lydon says you can expect to see a lot of Yankee fans making the trek to L.A. and Dodger fans following the boys in blue to New York. He also offers up a word of caution that with tickets so in demand, watch out for scammers trying to sell fake tickets. I'm Chris Seidens, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Some fans of the Dodgers out in East L.A. earlier this week, well, things got chaotic, some said, when sheriff's deputies used tear gas on the crowd. Residents said the deputies, they felt, were too aggressive. Well, the department says the deputies acted in for public safety with a street takeover when it started. One of the fans talked to KCAL News.
I started feeling in my eyes. I started coughing. I immediately covered up. You know, there's people that were hit out there, you know, kids that went to the hospital that haven't been able to go to school this whole week, you know, because of that. And they don't want to speak.
Community members held a news conference to demand accountability, sharing their experiences. They said they got sick from the gas.
A little more on Whiteman Airport in Pacoima. People who use it, lease space, all those pilots out there speaking out against L.A. County, is now exploring other uses for Whiteman Airport. Here's Karen Adams.
L.A. County supervisors are spending nearly $2 million to look into alternative uses for the 184-acre site, including for affordable housing. That is, should they decide to close it. I spoke with some pilots here at the county-owned airport about that.
The problem with closing down airports is they can never come back because of the amount of land it requires. You're taking another airport out of the national airspace system. The LA County Fire Department is based out of here.
Correct.
All the news helicopters are based out of here.
There's youth programs. They bring in youth to fly them around.
What people don't think about is, you know, like, you know, if up in the hills here, let's just say a wildfire started. Think about how fast the response time would be with the airport right here, because they're literally on the other side of these hangars here. So this entire area is serviced by those fire water dropping helicopters right there.
They tell me it also generates more than $100 million into the local economy. They also call the study a waste of taxpayer money. Those who want Whiteman Airport closed cite a 2020 crash and a 2022 emergency landing that killed both pilots, but no one on the ground was hurt. In Pacoima, I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Describe Rio.
Between 5 and 8 p.m., you'll have World Series Game 1 at Dodger Stadium, the Lakers and Suns at Crypto Arena, and USC versus Rutgers football at the Coliseum, all starting. Traffic through the downtown corridor will be intense, but LAPD Deputy Chief Don Graham says police and the Department of Transportation will put a lot of people into place to keep things moving.
The idea is to facilitate traffic as best as we can, but to minimize the effect that that footprint is going to have to the extent that we can.
Again, we're going to learn more right around 11 o'clock this morning.
Do you have your tickets for the World Series? How much are those going to cost?
Resale tickets for the series opener against the Yankees at Dodger Stadium are running at more than $1,200. Chris Lydon is with SeatGeek.
We're seeing it as the most in-demand World Series since at least 2016, which you may recall was when the Cubs sort of broke their historic streak of not making it, but could end up being the most in-demand World Series we've ever seen, especially if the sort of games go in the right direction where home teams have a chance to lift that trophy at home.
Lydon says you can expect to see a lot of Yankee fans making the trek to L.A. and Dodger fans following the boys in blue to New York. He also offers up a word of caution that with tickets so in demand, watch out for scammers trying to sell fake tickets. I'm Chris Seidens, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Some fans of the Dodgers out in East L.A. earlier this week, well, things got chaotic, some said, when sheriff's deputies used tear gas on the crowd. Residents said the deputies, they felt, were too aggressive. Well, the department says the deputies acted in for public safety with a street takeover when it started. One of the fans talked to KCAL News.
I started feeling in my eyes. I started coughing. I immediately covered up. You know, there's people that were hit out there, you know, kids that went to the hospital that haven't been able to go to school this whole week, you know, because of that. And they don't want to speak.
Community members held a news conference to demand accountability, sharing their experiences. They said they got sick from the gas.
A little more on Whiteman Airport in Pacoima. People who use it, lease space, all those pilots out there speaking out against L.A. County. It's now exploring other uses for Whiteman Airport. Here's Karen Adams.
L.A. County supervisors are spending nearly $2 million to look into alternative uses for the 184-acre site, including for affordable housing. That is, should they decide to close it. I spoke with some pilots here at the county-owned airport about that.
The problem with closing down airports is they can never come back because the amount of land it requires, you're taking another airport out of the national airspace system. The LA County Fire Department is based out of here.
Correct.
All the news helicopters are based out of here.
There's youth programs. They bring in youth to fly them around.
What people don't think about is, you know, like, you know, if up in the hills here, let's just say a wildfire started. Think about how fast the response time would be with the airport right here, because they're literally on the other side of these hangars here. So this entire area is serviced by those fire water dropping helicopters right there.
They tell me it also generates more than $100 million into the local economy. They also call the study a waste of taxpayer money. Those who want Whiteman Airport closed cite a 2020 crash and a 2022 emergency landing that killed both pilots, but no one on the ground was hurt. In Pacoima, I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
With 12 days left until Election Day, Kamala Harris making her closing arguments, including calling the former president Donald Trump a fascist last night at CNN's town hall. And while Trump will spend today in a couple of battleground states, Arizona and Nevada, we talked about it with CBS News political director Finn Gomez.
They announced yesterday that she's going to have a big closing argument speech on the National Mall in the same location, the Ellipse, where that stopped the Stop the Steal rally occurred back on, you know, on January 6, 2021. There's no mistake why, you know, there's the clear reason why she's doing it there. And so I think in this final stretch, yeah, she's trying to contrast herself. The character issue is something they can win on, and they could potentially appeal to moderate Republicans who might be on the bubble. And it's just a reminder in their closing argument that this is, for them, the Harris campaign, you know, this is the, what they're saying is this is the clear contrast between themselves and what a potential another Trump administration would look like.
How do you think things are going for her at the town hall in the NBC interview? I mean, she's still getting tripped up on immigration. Then there was this.
Right. But if you're earning $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 under your plan, there's a good chance your taxes go up.
We can't have this conversation without knowing it's a very complicated situation, right?
I mean, is there still a problem answering questions, which in fairness, Donald Trump has a huge problem with, and every politician has a huge problem with actually answering the question?
Yeah, I think, you know, overall, I think she did no harm. I think, again, what we just discussed, Kelly talking, you know, his former chief of staff, Trump's former chief of staff at the White House, describing him as a fascist gave her an opening to say that as well. But I think, you know, in this right now, where there's, again, just 12 days away until Election Day, you're running out of time. Some of these answers, I think, could have been a little stronger. But overall, Mike, overall, the do no harm rule, I think, was applied here. So I don't think she moved the dial either way. And I think right now, again, when you see, this is the closest race. I've covered 5 presidential election cycles. I've never seen a race this close. And I think that's where we are overall. And if you want to take a bird's eye view of where we are, it's like, if you look at those 7 battleground states, it's a razor thin margin, razor thin margin. So last line, I think she did no harm. And I don't know if the dial moves in one way or the other, but I do think she probably could have had some better answers.
How big of an issue do you think the gender gap is going to play? Because there's been some long reads on this recently. When you drill down, it's really interesting because overall people think like, oh, the young people are way more progressive. But there's a big split among young men for Trump. But of course, getting young people to actually vote is also not easy.
No, I mean, look, if you're depending your winning strategy on low propensity voters who are young voters, traditionally, they don't really turn out, right? They just don't. He's making inroads with, you know, the bro vote, the young voters, the male voters. Yes, there's this gender gap, which is real. That gender gap, they're both sort of leaning into it. You know, Trump's going to be talking to Joe Rogan on Friday, right? He's got huge appeal, mass wide audience appeal to who? Young male voters, people who may not typically vote, but sort of agree with some of his policies. So there's that. The gender gap is real. It's the biggest gender gap divide that we've seen in cycles. And the Harris campaign truly believes, Mike, that they can pull moderate suburban Republicans, women Republicans, suburban women voters, and take advantage of that gender gap.
That is CBS News political director Finn Gomez. If you are seeing some emergency activity in Ventura County this morning, this is the Newberry Park, kind of Thousand Oaks area this morning. There are reports of a shooting by deputies. This happened at a Ralph's. There was a report of a man with a fire, and then he had a gas can and a machete. Took off at one point. Witnesses say threw the big knife at the deputy. So then there was a shooting. The investigation is now underway.
The Boeing union workers rejecting a new labor deal. They say they're going to keep on striking. Member of the union says she's glad they voted to turn this down.
We need to make sure that we sustain a really good contract so that next contract, the new hires have some kind of bargain.
After taking a hit to the head, 92% of football players who exhibited the head shake were later diagnosed with concussion.
First lawsuit's been filed against McDonald's over the deadly E. coli outbreak, reportedly tied to onions and the Quarter Pounders. Just the latest food safety issue. Seems every few weeks there's another recall. Live now with Dr. Barbara Qualchek, director of George Washington University's Institute for Food Safety.
Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
You lost your 2.5-year-old son several years ago to an E. coli strain that we understand is similar to the one in the McDonald's outbreak. And I'd like to know, or just talk to us a little bit about how that impacted you, because I would be concerned about everything that I ate after that.
So it is actually my 2.5-year-old son, Kevin, contracted E. coli 157H7, which is the same strain as in this current outbreak, and basically went from being perfectly healthy to dead in 12 days. And prior to that, I knew about E. coli, but I wasn't as fully informed as I thought, as I probably should have been. And so I've been working ever since to improve the food safety system, because I strongly feel that no one, and particularly children, shouldn't be dying from what they eat. That said, all food carries risk. And, you know, I do have a very low risk tolerance when it comes to food safety and foodborne pathogens. But I think it's really important that people make their own decisions, but most importantly, that those decisions are informed.
Are we actually getting more of these issues, or does it just seem like it because it's covered better in the news, or what's actually going on?
Yeah, so from my perspective, I think food safety has improved over the past 20 years that I've been working in the area. There's a couple of things that may make it look like things are getting worse. One, we're getting better at finding outbreaks. The vast majority of foodborne illness cases, like 90 to 95%, are not associated with outbreaks. And even most outbreaks don't have an identified source. But we're getting better. We have better technology in the labs. We have better epidemiologic approaches that help us find these much quicker. If you think back to the 1993 Jack in the Box outbreak, that was detected by a clinician in a hospital. And there we had 700 illnesses and 4 deaths, all in children. And, you know, looking at this outbreak, you know, it was detected much earlier. Still very tragic and should never have happened. But it's not, you know, we're finding it much quicker now, and which means we're able to contain events when they happen better.
Very quickly, you mentioned that you have very low risk tolerance for food safety. How does that present itself when you, say, get food at a restaurant or you, you know, what do you say? What do you do?
So I have foods that I don't eat because I think they're too risky. And I think it's important, you know, I have 4 kids. When my kids were younger, I was much more picky about some of the things that they ate, because the vulnerable populations for serious foodborne illness outcomes are children, particularly those under the age of 5, pregnant and postpartum women, anyone with a compromised immune system, and people over the age of 65. Right now, my family's not in any of those age groups or vulnerable populations. So it changes based on kind of the status of my family. So for example, when I was pregnant, I was not consuming deli meats and soft cheeses because I know about the risk of Listeria monocytogenes. You know, I'm less concerned about Listeria and those products now because of my immune status and that of my family. But I still tend to buy prepackaged deli meats because they have less risk.
Dr. Barbara Qualchek, Director of George Washington University's Institute for Food Safety. Doctor, thanks.